Recorded Books and RB Digital present Murder on Union Square by Victoria Thompson. Narrated by Suzanne Torin. Chapter 1. "What do you mean we can't adopt Catherine?" Sarah asked the attorney. Michael Hicks gave her a look that told her he shared her frustration. "I'm sorry. I thought Mr. Wilbanks settled all of this in his will," Sarah's husband said. Frank Malloy reached over and took her hand, giving it a reassuring squeeze. They'd come to Michael's office today expecting good news. Plainly, they were going to be disappointed. "I thought David had settled everything, too," Michael said. "And I know he certainly intended to as well. My father-in-law was a very careful man, but you see, I didn't draw up his final will. Estates are not my area of expertise, and it would be unethical for me to prepare a will for a family member in any case, so I referred him to a colleague of mine, Bill Johnson."
"Are you saying this colleague made a mistake?"
Malloy was angry now, but trying not to take it out on poor Michael. Sarah understood completely.
"Not a mistake." Michael was being very diplomatic. "My father-in-law was careful, but also very private. He didn't believe he needed to tell Mr. Johnson all the sordid details about Catherine's birth."
"Which ones did he leave out?" Malloy asked.
Michael winced. I've asked Mr. Johnson to join us, if you don't mind, so he can explain it all to you." He got up and went to his office door to admit a man who had obviously been waiting.